Morning IELTS Supplement, Thursday, June 14th, 2017. Kashmir. Kashmir is the northernmost geographical region of the Indian subcontinent. Until the mid-19th century, the term Kashmir denoted only the Kashmir Valley between the Great Himalayas and the Panjim mountain range. Today, it denotes a larger area that includes the Indian administered territory of Jammu and Kashmir, subdivided into Jammu, Kashmir, and Ladakh divisions. The Pakistani administered territories of Azad Kashmir and Gilgit-Baltistan, and the Chinese administered territories of Aksai Chin and Trans-Karakoram Tract. In the first half of the first millennium, the Kashmir region became an important center of Hinduism and later of Buddhism. Later, still in the 9th century, Kashmir Shaivism arose. In 1339, Shah Mir became the first Muslim ruler of Kashmir, inaugurating the Salatin-e-Kashmir or Swati dynasty. Kashmir was part of the Mughal Empire from the 1586 to 1751,and thereafter until 1820 of the Afghan Durrani Empire. That year, the Sikhs, under Ranjit Singh, annexed Kashmir. In 1846, after the Sikhs' defeat in the First Anglo-Sikh War and upon the purchase of the region from the British under the Treaty of Amritsar, the Raja of Jammu, Gulab Singh, became the new ruler of Kashmir. The rule of his descendants,under the paramountcy or tutelage of the British Crown, lasted until the partition of India in 1947, when the former princely state of the British Indian Empire was claimed by both Pakistan and India. It is currently a disputed territory administered by three countries, India, Pakistan, and China. The Kashmir Conflict. The Kashmir Conflict is a territorial conflict.Primarily between India and Pakistan, having started just after the partition of India in 1947. China has at times played a minor role. India and Pakistan have fought three wars over Kashmir, including the Indo-Pakistani Wars of 1947 and 1965, as well as the Kargil War of 1999.The two countries have also been involved in several skirmishes over control of the Siachen Glacier. India claimed the entire state of Jammu and Kashmir and, as of 2010, administers approximately 43% of the region. It controls Jammu, the Kashmir Valley, Ladakh, and the Siachen Glacier. India's claims are contested by Pakistan, which administers approximately 37% of Jammu and Kashmir, namely Azad Kashmir and Gilgit-Baltistan. China currently administers Dantok District, the Shaksham Valley, and the Aksai Chin region. China's claim over these territories has been disputed by India since China took Aksai Chin during the Sino-Indian War of 1962.The present conflict is in Kashmir Valley. The root of conflict between the Kashmiri insurgents and the Indian government is tied to a dispute over local autonomy and based on the demand for self-determination. Democratic development was limited in Kashmir until the late 1970s, and by 1988, many of the democratic reforms introduced by the Indian government had been reversed.Non-violent channels for expressing discontent were thereafter limited and caused a dramatic increase in support of the insurgents in advocating violent secession from India. In 1987, a disputed state election created a catalyst for the insurgency when it resulted in some of the state's legislative assembly members forming an armed insurgent groups.In July 1988, a series of demonstrations, strikes, and attacks on the Indian government began the Kashmir insurgency. Although thousands of people have died as a result of the turmoil in Jammu and Kashmir, the conflict has become less deadly in recent years. Protest movements created the voice of Kashmir's disputes and grievances with the Indian government, specifically the Indian military, have been active in Jammu and Kashmir since 1989. Elections held in 2008 were generally regarded as fair by the United Nations High Commissioners for Refugees and had high voter turnout in spite of calls by separatist militants for boycott. The election resulted in the creation of the pro-India Jammu and Kashmir National Conference, which then formed the government in the state. According to Voice of America, many analysts have interpreted the high vote turnout in this election as a sign that the people of Kashmir endorsed Indian rule in the state. But in 2010, unrest erupted after alleged fake encounter of local youth and security force. Thousands of youths pelted security forces with rocks, burned government offices, and attacked the railway stations and official vehicles in steadily intensifying violence. The Indian government blamed the separatists and the Lashkar-e-Taiba, a Pakistan-based militant group, for stoking the 2010 protests. Elections held in 2014 saw highest voters turnout in 26 years of history in Jammu and Kashmir. However, analysts explain that the high voters turnout in Kashmir is not an endorsement of Indian rule by the Kashmiri population. Rather, most voters vote for daily issues such as food and electricity. An opinion poll conducted by the Chatham House International Affairs think tank found that in the Kashmir Valley, the mainly Muslim area in Indian Kashmir at the center of the insurgency, support for independence varies between 74% to 95% in its various districts. Support for remaining with India was, however, extremely high in predominantly Hindu Jammu and the Buddhist Ladakh. Indian forces have committed many human rights abuses and acts of terror against the Kashmiri civilian population, including extrajudicial killing, rapes, torture, and enforced disappearances. Crimes by militants have also happened but are not comparable in scale with the crimes of Indian forces, according to Amnesty International as of June 2015. No member of the Indian military deployed in Jammu and Kashmir has been tried for human rights violations in a civilian court, although there have been military court-martials held. Amnesty International welcomed this move but cautioned that justice should be consistently delivered and prosecutions of security forces personnel be held in civilian courts. Amnesty International has also accused the Indian government of refusing to prosecute the perpetrators of abuses in the region. Kashmir's accession to India was provisional and conditional on plebiscites and for this reason had a different constitutional status to other Indian states. In October 2015, Jammu and Kashmir High Court said that Article 370 is permanent and Jammu and Kashmir did not merge with India the way other princely states merged but retained special status and limited sovereignty under Indian constitution. In 2016, the 8th of July to present, unrest erupted after killing of Hizbul Mujahideen militant Burhan Wani by Indian security forces. Thank you.